Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up the categories today, we have America's favorite sodas and countries that we would move to. First, though, a time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Ola Men's Room, my daughter Anya, pronounced monkey, is celebrating her 11th birthday today. She is beautiful, incredibly funny, kind, and very witty, having mastered sarcasm by the age of 6. She has been listening to your show most of her life, often unwillingly. And even met all of you guys at your 20th anniversary party. She was the one telling inappropriate jokes, having you all sign her hat, which now hangs in her room as a prized possession.
Yeah.
She is my everything and makes every day better. Best daughter a father could ask for. At age 11, she's been a teenager for at least 2 years. Wicked smart, but not the biggest fan of school. Since Ted is her favorite, it'd be great to hear the coach talk about what to expect in her last year of elementary and transitioning on to middle school, and Mickey and Goofy telling her how much fun she'll have in Disneyland next week. Maybe a fart for good measure. Thanks, guys. That from John.
All right, first of all, thoroughly enjoyed your joke when I met you at our 20th anniversary party. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I had to tell a couple people. Hey, I mean, look, you go from elementary school to middle school, probably a lot of the same kids. It'll be a little bit different. Mm. Maybe like one less recess or whatever. But, you know, this is the time we got to focus down on the reading, the math, arithmetic, all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, pick your favorite class and enjoy it. Don't coach like history.
The math and the arithmetic.
Both of them. You said her name was Monkey?
Her name is Anya, pronounced monkey.
Oh, I should have gone with this one then.
Got a monkey fart?
That's the baboon fart.
Oh, look at that tailor-made.
There's a big difference between arithmetic and math.
Yeah, the spelling. Well, going to Disneyland next week, are you? Well, that's good news. I tell you what, you're going to have the time of your life, but oh, old Goofy, one favor. Do not, under any circumstances, get on It's a Small World after all. I don't care that it has air conditioning. It ain't worth it.
Oh, I don't know how long it'll be at the park, but the good news is every lunch and every dinner ends with some delicious ice cream.
That's right.
Dad has to buy it for you.
Hey, when you see old Goofy, give him a high five.
Look at that Mickey Mouse ice cream pop. You ever had one of those?
The Mickey Mouse ice cream pop is good. They used to make a Mickey Mouse head that was cookies and cream.
Do the other characters get their own ice cream? Like, can I say, hey, man, I want a Goofy pop? Or is it just, really?
You think they do one for Frozen. But
it's just, yeah, no kidding, man.
Frozen ice cream.
I bet there's something Frozen.
Probably, because it was
but
so
the
big.
Only, like, all the stands sell the same standard ice cream unless you're in, like, Frozen Land.
Do they do anything clever like, hey, man, or it's like chocolate pudding or chocolate ice cream and it's like a Simba dropping? You know what I mean? Hey,
now,
Simba pooped out this sweet, delicious treat for you.
It's chocolate.
Dig in.
There's no Simba character either.
Really?
It's very disheartening.
Hmm. How does Disney not have, I mean, the Lion King.
They don't know which one to make. That's what I've been told. Every time I go to the park, every day, I will go to the desk. I will tell them I have a complaint. And they will ask me what it is. And I said, you have no Simba character. It's my favorite character. I would like to meet Simba.
Come on, man.
The theory that they have told me is, would it be old Simba or young Simba? Said probably young Simba, but whatever. And they can't decide.
Okay. And you're a grown man.
Child labor laws. Hola Bacholas, longtime listener, first time emailer. It's my wife's birthday today. She's turning 33. Will the dirty Germans wish her a happy birthday, please? Thanks, guys. That from Thomas in Lacey.
Yeah, Thomas, what is so funny is that you think we have not wished her a happy birthday yet.
Yeah, 33. It's kind of like the numbers on the back of the Rolling Rock can.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like a six-pack, and she's going to be the plastic inside our six-pack.
Yeah, is she in a good mood today? Yeah, because the dirty Germans have already visited.
Guys, love to give our favorite guy a happy birthday today. Aaron is a longtime fan of the show. He is the best dad, husband, and friend. Here's to the best year. We love you. Lots of love from Lisa, Zach, Danica, and the pups. Could we get a OG fish sandwich, a suck it up cupcake, and some dirty Germans talking about getting old? Thanks so much, guys.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, a lot of people worry about getting old, but the truth is when you open your pants, everything looks bigger because it's longer.
Yeah. You know, I used to worry about getting old since modern medicine has helped out so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Viagra.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thank you, Robin. Let's get a contestant on the line now. If we could, for your guess, is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, need to read this email for you because time is of the essence here. First of all, we got this email last week or so. Guy says, hey, my name is Donovan Geyer. I am currently in a contest called The Face of Halloween. In this contest, people can cast free votes for me to raise my placement. I live in Paulsbo. Winning The Face of Halloween allows me to meet three famous actors and win a grand prize of $13,000.
Damn.
I'm an aspiring actor, college student, so both prizes would be useful. Currently, I'm in 15th place in the semifinals and need to get the word out there about the contest to those who'd be interested in voting for me. The contest supports a children's charity called the Starlight Children's Foundation. They help sick and injured kids. I'd like to request your help by getting the message out. Update from Donovan today. He says, I have arrived at the final round in the contest.
All right.
If this still interests you at all, this is the round where I will be needed the most support. It's only me versus 13 other competitors. This round will be coming to an end October the 30th. I suppose any help would be greatly appreciated. So it is Face of Halloween, and you want to look for and vote for our buddy Donovan Geyer.
All right.
Who's made it this far. Hopefully he can
good
do,
on
some,
you, man.
Do some good some good there for the kids.
So. 13 grand.
13 grand. Get to be three actors.
That's such a money, weird number.
Money helps kids. So all sounds good to me. Yeah. All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in line. You pick from one of two categories. And then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. I think we're waiting for that contestant to get knocked out.
I will get that name shortly, Miles.
Okay. Either way, our two categories today, we have America's favorite sodas and countries that we would like to visit and live abroad for a brief amount of time.
Yes. Away abroad.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
I'll take abroad anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Dean. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, what up, guys?
Hola.
Hola, Dean. How are you? Dean, would you like to live abroad or you want to talk about soft drinks today?
Hey, I can talk to you again.
What's that?
This is my lucky day. I'm on the phone with the men's room.
Very cool.
That is your lucky day.
My voice.
We'll see how it goes for the rest of the day. All right, do you want the countries that we would like to live abroad in, Dean, or do you want the top 10 best soft drinks?
Let's go abroad.
You want to live abroad?
Figure out what that abroad is.
Okay. All right, Dean. They asked 2,000 Americans where they would like to live in the country if they lived abroad. Now, two of these countries are in North America, seven are in Europe, and we have one other. So the way we play the game, Dean, is you need to get as many countries right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
Do they have to be other countries?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, living abroad.
Specifically, if you live abroad.
Okay.
So
I'm not positive what's in North America. What's that?
You want to go Canada then? Because is America one of them?
That is number one. Canada, 19% said it'll be their top choice. It is not because they asked Americans where they would like to live outside of the country. That is known as living abroad. So the United States, maybe if you live someplace else, that could be a destination, but not when you live here now.
Right.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, okay, let's go Amsterdam.
You said Amsterdam. That is not a bad guess, but it's not on the list. I understand your reasoning behind
the Netherlands.
My daughter loves Amsterdam, man. That's her.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
She just, man, yeah.
I've never met anyone who went there and came back going, man, I didn't like it.
I know people that don't drink or smoke weed. They love it.
Still like it. Yeah. Also, Amsterdam, not a country.
All right, fine. Whatever.
Well, it's the Netherlands, but it's not on the list either way.
You're going to go to the Netherlands. Okay. Netherlands not on the list.
All right, fine, smarty.
Hey, you pick where you want to live. We'll send you there.
Yeah, I'm not where I want to live. I like the benefits I get from my disability here.
Sure. Well, seven of the countries in Europe, if that helps you.
All right, let's go. Are there any accents that the boys do?
Is there any accent?
Yeah, there is one.
German.
Okay, that's number 10 on the list, team. Very good. So you've gotten one and 10.
It would just be tough to learn German.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of Pennsylvania.
It's not that bad.
That's the thing, because my wife's from Pennsylvania, so when we got to Germany, she's like, how is it? And just day one, I'm looking out the back window of that place, and I'm like, it looks like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and mostly Germany is the number one European country where they settled, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yes, this is countries around the world on planet Earth.
But we have some more. Nothing from Mars. Get your head out of your brain there. I mean, we're not going to talk about any of those.
Yeah.
But there are more countries in Europe.
I don't know about Uranus. I know better than that. Let's go Mexico.
Mexico. Okay. Mexico. Believe it or not, not on the list. Really?
All right, yes. Hang on. You said there was two in North America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Did I mess that up?
You lied.
You said there were two in North America.
That's why I kept asking you about...
I did lie.
Okay, because I was going to jump on... Like, you got Canada, so I'm like, well, Mexico must be the other one.
Okay. You guys want to try to pick up the pieces here for Dean, who just had his search track?
Ireland.
Ireland is number 5, 8%. Yeah. Four of the top five, by the way, would not require you to learn a language, if that helps.
So that's Australia.
Well, Ireland and Canada so far, English-speaking for the most part. Canada obviously has some French in them.
I'm going to guess Australia.
Australia is 4th.
I only guess that because you said other.
Mm-hmm. That is the other.
Right.
That is other.
England.
England is number 3. One place where everyone goes and said they'd go back again and would love to live there, and a lot of Americans do.
Is it over in
Europe? Voted the number one food country in the world.
France.
France is number 6, but this is not the number one food country in the world.
Oh. Italy.
Italy's number 2. There we go. Next,
Spain.
Next three, no, believe it or not, Spain.
España. España.
My daughter loved living in Spain. She just said it's kind of hard to break into the local friend groups.
I can get that. We went to Marseille and Barcelona, and I saw both cities were awesome.
She lived in rural Spain, not really the actual. Oh. You know, like on the
country folk, you know.
It's the only country with a lisp.
Intentional.
Yes.
Welcome to Ibiza. Like, I know it's called Ibiza. I refuse to say it. Like, I insist on saying it wrong because I feel uncomfortable saying Ibiza.
Welcome to Barcelona.
And right. It's Barcelona.
Mike Tyson loved it.
What was that language thing that you used to get that was like a program where you put stickers on crap and stuff?
My mom did that, man.
It was before the
I don't remember. But my mother did
it. Rosetta Stone?
Yeah, I believe it was Rosetta Stone.
It's right before they moved to Mexico. She had stickers. So I didn't know she was doing this, but I walk into the house and, like, on the refrigerator with this sticker, whatever it is, Spanish for refrigerator, but I didn't realize it was Spanish. I'm like, Mom, because she's not someone who's going to put stickers up willy-nilly in the house.
Yeah.
But when I got to the light switch, that's when I finally had to say, hey, look, man, what's going on? She's like, oh, it's Spanish.
Ted, this is when you put like a CD or DVD-ROM or whatever in your computer. So when I bought my wife this, because that's one of the things she said she wanted for Christmas.
All right.
Or Hanukkah, whatever the deal was. So I bought it. I bought the Spain version of Spanish instead of the Latin American version.
Uh-huh.
You cannot return this thing. I want to say I spent like 65, 70 bucks on this thing. It was just a complete waste.
But how long did it take you to figure
the
out?
The whole thing was lispy as hell.
Oh, really? That's how you can tell?
It's just a different form of Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought the wrong one, of course, because I'm pretty good at that. All right, you guys want to take a stab? Let's see. We got one.
It's the same, holiday. You got the wrong roses.
Oh, you know what? There are two countries in North America.
The Central American Costa Rica.
That is exactly right. Costa Rica is number 8.
That's a huge expat
community. That's why I put two North American countries.
I mean, it's where Anita deflected her flight, so.
Yeah. But, you know, and they got a massage.
The next two are in fact in Europe.
Portugal.
Portugal's not on there.
Greece.
Greece not on there.
Never mind.
Scotland.
Scotland is number 9.
What?
Very good.
It's beautiful out there, dude. The people are great.
I believe all of that. Just say this. Like, I don't want to go to a place that looks like a place I just came from. So I understand it's beautiful, green, rolling hills. Yeah. So does Pennsylvania. That's all.
You don't have heather out there, man. Yes, fields of heather.
Fields of heather, yes.
Beautiful.
I know a heather. She's Scottish very nice, but I can't imagine a field of her.
I don't think I met a bad heather.
You guys are never going to get the next one, so I'm just going to give them all.
Hang on.
Give all the ones we got right.
It's still in Europe.
It is in Europe.
Greece is not on there. Italy is.
Sweden?
It is not Sweden, but it's close.
Norway.
It's close.
Switzerland.
You got it.
Really?
Number 7.
I mean, look, I have no beef with Switzerland. It's not that, but just if you said, "All right, man, we got plane tickets to Switzerland," I would do it because I like to find new things. But I would not be terribly excited.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to see Switzerland.
Really?
I mean, we were right next to it.
Yeah.
I know.
Although that was Austria.
We're next to Austria, too.
And the Swiss Alps. Yeah. So that's what we could see from our
Switzerland.
Place. Yeah. No, I just didn't.
Yeah.
Like, my buddy went to the castle in Switzerland that that Cinderella's castle is based off of. And we were sitting in a bar, and I was like, you had to be close to where I was in Wolframhausen. And we
can you say that without moving your hand?
Probably not.
No.
But we were only about 90 minutes just straight over the Alps from that castle.
It was kind of cool to look at mountains. And look, we see mountains every day here, but you get used to what's near you. And they look pretty much the same, but I'm like, yeah, but those are the Alps.
They are.
Yeah.
Ask 2,000 Americans if they were going to live abroad for a little while, where they would be. Number 10, Germany. Scotland is 9. Costa Rica, 8. We have Switzerland at 7. France is 6th. Ireland is 5th. Australia, 4th. England, 3. Italy, 2. And Canada would be the number one choice
for
Americans to live abroad.
Real quick, you guys get to pick the country. Where are you going?
Scotland.
You're going Scotland. I'm sticking with Mazatlan, Mexico. I just like it there. Any country. Miles Peak.
Any country. Man, not knowing and not being there, I would love to go to New Zealand or Australia and check that out.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about it. Just know everybody who goes there goes, it's awesome. They'll always have a great time.
That's all you need.
Yep.
Damn it. I was going to go with England or Ireland, but he's right. I've never been to Australia, but I'm dying to go.
I know, me too.
Coming up until 5:08, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
I cannot hear until 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that cockroaches are lacing common house dust with bacterial toxins.
Toxins?
Toxins.
Is there anything about them that we like?
I was about to say, do cockroaches do anything good other than feed birds?
Maybe. Look, I brought up slugs a while ago because I just did not understand their purpose. Sure. People let me know what the purpose was and you go, cool. Cockroaches, I don't know.
Right.
Well, most shelled animals have stood the test of time.
Yeah.
If you look at, you know, fossils from thousands of years ago.
Right, but what did they do?
Cockroaches you can't kill.
I mean, that's fine,
so,
man.
So obviously, they have an immune system that's pretty strong if they can carry that stuff
and
not die.
They know what they're doing. I'm just like, is there any benefit that we see? Like every other animal, they can explain something.
Right.
Pandas, cute.
There you go. That's about it.
But that's it, right? But they are there.
They're fuzzy.
Right. Yeah. Cockroaches, I'm like, yeah. I mean, are they eating other things that we don't want to deal with? What do you do?
Like, the only thing that I can think of is that it could be a food population for some other animal group. Other than that, I don't know that they serve cockroaches. Because even then, it's what?
Yeah.
Pigeons?
And we love them. I don't know.
Yeah. It's tough out there.
It is, man. Nobody's worrying about the doggone cockroaches on the endangered list. That's not going to happen anytime
I've never
soon.
Heard anyone, and like, you know, a lot of people,
hey, don't kill that spider, take it outside.
I've never heard anyone say that with a roach.
No.
But like, kill that bitch dead.
Just open the door and shoo him out. No.
Nah, not with the roach.
Because you can't kill the roach. You can try. That's why nobody cares. You can try, and that J.O. will get back up and just walk away.
Kill me now, I'll come back later.
You might not. You guys remember that cartoon, which is like the dude's apartment, and he had cockroaches everywhere.
No.
I think it was Tim's. Tim's apartment or something.
Oh, the HBO show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that woman burned down a whole apartment building in China last week.
Right.
She did.
Because of a roach.
Right, because kill it with fire has gone a little bit too far.
But that's not wrong.
No.
That's my dad's theory of all animals. He goes, look, man, carry a gun, whatever. He's like, I want a flamethrower. I'm like, what? He goes, I do not know the animal that's cool with fire.
Right.
I'm like, that's a good point.
Man, I wanted it. Because, like, literally last week, there was a giant, like, one of those giant Pacific Northwest house spiders.
I
was about to get into the shower, and the little jackass ran over my towel that he was waiting in.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's one in the car this morning.
Yeah.
It was, luckily I saw him. He was just starting to make his web. So I kind of, you know, grabbed the top of the web.
They make webs? I've never actually seen them make webs.
The one you're talking about.
Okay.
This was a smaller one.
Oh, gotcha.
But it is spider season, man. Yeah.
It is. I had one in my car the other day, too, and I noticed it while I was driving. I was like, do not move until we can stop.
That's right.
And I can take care of it.
And I will let you out.
I let him out.
Mm-hmm. Of life.
Yeah.
When Apple released its Retina display, they claimed that the human eye couldn't discern between the individual dots. A new study revealed that our eyes are actually 50% sharper than they thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Suck it, Apple.
Well, mine aren't, but, you know.
Yeah. Mine are fading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about scheduled to go in for the next thing. You're going to tell me the same thing you tell me every time. Right. Your eyes are still degrading. I'm like, I know.
They can point out my astigmatism, which I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I noticed it first time I met you. Dude's got astigmatism.
We just call him Astigmatism Mike.
Yeah, behind your back.
That was your nickname.
Oh, Stiggy's here.
Look right in there. You can see the little dot.
Stiggy.
1,200-year-old human feces was discovered in Mexico.
Are they happy about that?
Well, they revealed gut pathogens that we still battle today. So they're Good thing to know. Over 1,200 years, we still haven't gotten rid of those doggone things.
Like, I'm an archaeologist, man, you know, and you want, like, King Tut-style discoveries. Yeah. I'm like, I found a big old pile of ass.
I'd rather know what they ate, like tacos. What do you got? You know, yeah. I'd rather know what the food was.
Right, what were they eating?
The chalupa was invented thousands of years ago.
That's 1,200 years old, and we are pretty convinced that there are crunchy Cheetos.
I'll be damned.
How did they make
Doritos Locos then?
How'd they make chimichangas back ahead of their time?
Son of a bitch. They got frozen ice cream from Chi-Chi's? How in the hell?
That's where they basically found out the dude had indigestion?
Pretty much. Well, not indigestion, but there's pathogens in her gut. Like, all the rage right now is focusing on your gut health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it means.
So they realized 1,200 years later, like, we still don't have a handle on it.
No. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. I give you guys a 5% success chance.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah. All right.
If you guys get this one the first time.
That's when the teacher's just calling you stupid.
That's right. It is an adjective, and it is an A word, and it's something that is sharply or bitingly critical, sarcastic, or ironic in temper, mood, or tone. Something that is sharply or bitingly critical, sarcastic, or ironic in temper, mood, or tone, and it is an A word.
Do people use this? Like when we hear it?
I've never heard of this word.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh.
That's why I give you guys 5%. There's no way you're going to get this word.
Astringent, even though I know that's
arbitrarily.
Arbitrarily, Miles, give me one wild guess.
Man, I have no idea.
You were the closest, Steve, because the first two syllables sounded the same. Acerbic is the word.
Oh, acerbic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Acerbic, yeah, you know.
Are you being acerbic with me?
Girls have those.
That's a cervix, not acerbic.
My bad, I don't know a lot about that area.
There's a new workout, Trenton, called quadrobics.
I already don't like it.
Quadrobics. So you're doing four different forms of aerobics?
Oh, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It is aerobic. You're basically walking on all fours.
What?
Oh, yeah. I've read a couple about things about this, too.
And people, that's why my dog is so slim.
Well, and people try to convince themselves that it's a better workout for you. And it's like, it does certain things better, but overall, don't overhype it is what
it's
gotta
work your core.
I would think
to a degree.
Because we don't normally walk on all fours.
But even then, it was saying, like, it is not better than other workout programs that are out there. So, yes, Miles, it does work your core like crazy, but
so do other core workouts, basically.
Correct. You're just as good doing other core workouts.
Without looking silly.
It's a neat little parlor trick, yeah, but other than that, like, don't overhype it.
Now, everybody, start walking on all fours. I want to walk, because, you know, every gym has the window, so you can look in and see people on treadmills and CrossFit. I just want to see a class where everyone's on all fours.
Right.
You're like, huh, okay.
Well, and there's a craze where if it's your natural self, it's going back to your, you know, our instinctual ways, it's better for you. Like, there's a reason why we came in out of the cold.
And there's also a reason why we're walking two legs.
That's right.
It's much more beneficial, we found.
Yeah. A new study found that self-affirmations can boost your well-being.
You would hope so. It's a self-affirmation. I mean, that's the point of it.
You guys ever give yourself any daily affirmations, weekly affirmations?
Only when I look at myself in the mirror, like, God damn, who's that good-looking neighbor? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's me.
You know what? That's one that you can use.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So not to get too dark, but this is from crisistextline.org.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Yeah, and they give us actually, there's a list of 100 positive affirmations for better self-care, and they cover all different ranges. Daily affirmations, weekly affirmations for self-love, affirmations for kids.
Oh, I do the self-love.
Looks good today.
Women, men, all over the place. So you know what? Let's go with the affirmations for men. The top 10 affirmations for men. They start with, people like me for who I am on the inside.
You've got to tell yourself that. They don't.
Right. No.
Does that mean you're lying to people?
No.
For who I am on the inside.
Right. They like you for who you are on the inside, which means that they get to know you and they like you because of who you are after they get to know you.
But I think if you have to tell yourself that, it might not be true.
Right.
Or you're saying you're ugly.
You're ugly, but people like you, damn it.
Well, people like me is what's on the inside.
Let's be honest. We're dudes. No, nobody gets to our insides.
That's very
nobody
true.
Nobody cares. What's in your wallet?
No, we have nothing to offer. How's your day? Fine.
I am not afraid to admit when I am wrong. I will learn from my mistakes. Nope.
Again, I feel like if you have to tell yourself that, you're not at that point yet.
Correct.
You're trying to be?
I believe you're trying to be. You're on the right path, but if you still have to tell yourself that,
that is, I don't have to look, you know, and say, Steve, you are tall. Like, I know. It's just part of it.
Right. So, you know what? Going with that speed, because I like where you're at there was with that, Steve. You're right. The affirmation should not be, I am not afraid to admit what I'm wrong. It's, I need to not be.
I need to not. Right. There's nothing wrong with these. I'm just saying, you're not there if you're telling yourself that.
Right. I will learn from my mistakes.
There's a reason why I go, the Ravens can win this game. Well, they haven't yet.
Right.
Right? But I'm going to say it until they do.
I feel confident that I can reach my daily goals and objectives.
No, you don't.
As long as Karen from accounting stays out of my way. That bitch slows me down every afternoon.
That's the full affirmation. That's the full text.
She just corners me at the damn water cooler because I know she wants to take me out. I don't care.
Why does she think her hair looks good? Oh. The dumb loud sweaters.
Oh, God, she's wearing the shirt she thinks I like. Oh. I told her she looked good in it one time, and she's worn it for a week straight.
I really wish she wouldn't.
I was being nice. It was just...
Karen, I want to be clear. I was being nice. You don't look any better in that shirt than you do any other day.
It was just noticeable, okay?
Because it's so loud.
Usually you wear very muted colors. This one's just very bright. Positive affirmations for better self-care. I am a valuable member of my community and contribute positively to the world around me.
I don't know that that is true.
Right. If you have to say it, the chances are you're probably not. Right. I do a lot of work.
Really? Yeah.
How many people do you know in your life that sit there and talk about all the work that they do? Meanwhile, in the back of your brain, you're saying, I haven't seen you do crap.
You don't. You're not.
Yeah, or there's a lot of people that donate money that are crappy people.
Sure. Right. Oh, yeah.
Good job. You do this part really, really well.
We don't really have that because if you're here, you're working.
Right.
Right.
I am responsible for my own happiness and well-being, and I prioritize my self-care. No offense. If you are saying positive affirmations to yourself all the time, you are not prioritizing your self-care.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't cross your mind.
I post this on social media.
This is right. Mm-hmm. This is a form of therapy, which does mean that you are prioritizing your self-care to a degree, yes. But it also means you didn't.
Right.
I had art in my house that have these things written down.
No.
Live, love, laugh, eat.
Right.
Damn. Thank God that's there. I forgot to do all four today.
You don't go to the bathroom and have it say poop and pee. Oh, that's what I'm doing here. Oh, what? Thank you. Thank you. Sign on my
wipe wall. From front to back.
Wash hands.
Right.
If you're an employee here. Well, thank God I don't work here. I just live here.
Brush for 2 minutes.
Right.
Jesus. Don't do coke in my bathroom.
But employees.
Yeah.
Employees, please wash hands. Do not do cocaine.
I don't care what the hell you're doing. There's 20 people here. There's only one bathroom. I got to pee. A lot of us are just ripping beers here, dude.
Please do not.
Or just get a bullet and make it quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Don't get in there chatting away.
Oh. Yeah, cacking it up. Now you're folding up a dollar
can
bill.
Can you just do it on the mantle, please?
Positive affirmation for better self-care. I am open to new experiences and challenges, which help me grow and learn. Again.
Why would you say all that?
Right.
That's so weird.
Again, every time I see these, I think of you looking at yourself in the mirror saying, I am open to new experiences. No. If you have to say, you're not.
Typically, if I have to talk to myself in the mirror, it's because there's something I'm uncertain about.
Right.
You know, just like, today is going to be a mother effer, and you know it.
Right.
And that's about the whole thing.
Right.
Try not to lose your freaking mind when this stupid thing happens that you know is going to happen later.
I am strong, both physically and mentally, and I can overcome any obstacle.
All right, nerd.
There are certain people that I think I'm like, you're not strong in either of those. You weak,
pathetic.
Pathetic human being.
Sad.
You can't overcome getting your shoes on in the morning. Just saying you can doesn't mean...
I can look in the mirror and say, your body only hurts because you're getting old and you're still alive.
What is that picture?
You did nothing wrong.
I am deserving of success and prosperity. Well, then earn it.
Yeah.
I trust myself.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You should be trustworthy to yourself.
If you can't trust yourself.
Right. Come on.
It's at a certain point, it's hard to lie to yourself. You can a little bit, but like you know.
Right.
I know I can trust myself to not trust myself a certain thing.
Sure.
Right?
You know
we
you're
going to
get yourself
into
trouble.
The bar. I'm not going to look in the mirror and say, stop at 2 shots and 2 beers. I would look in the mirror and be like, you're going to be in a lot of trouble tomorrow. Let's find out why.
Oh, a mandolin, you shouldn't have. No, really, it's yours. Here, take it.
Right. It's okay to show emotion.
Right. That was always my thing with cocaine. I don't trust myself, so I don't do it.
You there trust you yourself well enough to know that you would love it.
Yeah, I had the conversation Saturday night. So you've never done it? I said, like, it is 12:30 and I'm chatty already. You do not want to see me on this.
Some affirmations for work here. I am in control of my reactions to stressful situations.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one I could fathom a little bit.
Right. You should be.
Yeah, like that. That is the gold standard.
My mind is clear and my focus is unwavering. No, it's not.
That's why I'm looking in the mirror telling myself.
That's right. My mind is clear. I'm on Indeed. I radiate positive energy in all my interactions.
I wouldn't even lie about that to myself. Brother, I think my reflection would even look at me like, are you sure about that?
You lied. Some people just have that demeanor. Yeah. Like, I woke up on the wrong side. Like, no, you didn't.
You woke up on the only side.
Right. There's only one side for you to get out on, from what I could tell.
There's a dent on this side of the bed for side how you long sleep
you
sleep in there.
You don't roll over on the other side and get over there.
Yeah. Your memory foam only knows that side of the bed.
Right. Quit acting like you've got a king. You've got a twin, man. This is the only side you've got.
Your memory foam had a lot of concussions.
Affirmations for work. I attract success and abundance in my work. And it's for everybody else who continues to get promoted while I sit down here.
I know I've done some good at work. It's not for me.
If you said that in an interview, I'd be like, all right, I think we're done here. Let's wrap this up.
That's right. And we're done. My employer and coworkers value and appreciate me.
Well, if they tell you that, then take it.
Right.
But you don't have to think that way because they might not. You'll know that.
Yeah. Always strive for that, but also never. Yeah.
Sure.
Affirmations for work. My worth isn't based on my productivity. Clearly.
Sorry, did I say that?
I think there's a lot of people here. That is the case. Look in the mirror when you're home today and say, hey, I was going to paycheck.
That's right. I'm still trying to figure out what my worth is based on.
I've done everything you've asked, so that's not it.
Hey, dedication ain't it, productivity, loyalty. No, okay, none of those. I'm proud of how far I've come.
What did you measure it? Three feet 6 inches. That's a new record.
I knew it.
I knew I should have held off for 2 weeks. Next time, 3 weeks. I'll break that record.
I'm sorry, saying that to people. You have no idea how far I'm
It's like the marks on the wall when you're young and you get taller. No, it's just on the floor now.
You can only see it with a black light.
Look out, Randy Barnes of the shot putting champion of the world.
What's that tape line for? Oh, that's where I rest my toes and then it's like darts.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the line you start from.
Thum, thum. Start painting the ground like a shuffleboard.
You ever lost one? Yeah. I did, man. I just, like, it had been a hot minute, and it's like, I'm like, I have no idea where that went, man.
Or you could just,
and I need to find it before anyone else
does.
Put like
a 3x3 blank canvas on the floor, right? Yeah. Every time you're going to do that, you're there. And then eventually, get yourself a black light and hang that bad boy up in your living room and, like, title it, like, board. Or something like that.
I would say an elephant painted it and sell it for $20,000.
20 G's.
Yeah, 20. An elephant painted this.
And then I'll leave you with this.
You don't want to know how I did it.
This last and final affirmation for work. Because I can't top that. I deserve success as I define it.
Well, yeah, as you define. Well, then work for it.
Right. Or go find it.
That's right. Then work for
They're not going to give it to you. Go find it.
This is how much success I deserve. Hey, glad you brought that up. Here you go.
Yeah. An officer in New Jersey is in trouble for how he responded to a homicide call, Miles.
Did he respond?
I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, on a personal note, we toast the woman that we all know as Ooh Sarah.
Oh, yes.
Formerly of the Daily Migs Morning Show, heard here on KISW weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. Anyway, Ooh Sarah, she's been away, and while she's away, she's found a new hobby, which a lot of people might not know about. That hobby is sex. That's right, low down, dirty sex. And we know this because Usera gave birth to a healthy baby boy this weekend.
Oh.
That is correct. That makes Sarah a mom. It also makes her dad, BJ Shea, a grandfather. Although I thought Danny...
So no more lingerie pregnancy photos on Instagram?
Actually, did you see some of the last photos that she posted on Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, okay, there we go. Now, in spite of the fact that Sarah's the mom and BJ's the grandfather, those insurmountable odds, we still believe this kid is going to have a good life. So to Sarah, George, and BJ, on behalf of everyone here in the men's room, everyone here at KISW, my wife in particular, who gushed all freaking weekend about it, congratulations.
Cute looking kid.
Yeah, man. You're about to lose money hand over fist for something that is cute. That is the truth.
Thank God George had the dominant gene.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I asked her.
Stay strong, baby Ted.
I saw her like, you're going to name it after the father or you can name it after George? No, but I saw her like.
Well, you got BJ, so let's take care.
I saw her like 6 weeks ago, and I'm like, have you thought about names? And she goes, we're kicking around a few. I said, have you considered naming your son after your husband, George? She looks at me, and Sarah being Sarah, she's like, that's the worst thing about him. I hate that name. When we first met, I even told him. Sarah being, she's like, I told her, your name is stupid. He's like, Jesus, man. I did not come up with it. Yeah. Right. So it will not be George Jr., that much I know.
Okay.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.